I'm Steve Miller reporting. Shirley Smith reports the U.S. and North Korea could discuss some Americans being held in North Korea. The news comes after U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that both countries continue to discuss the proposed meeting between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo raised the plight of three U.S. citizens held in North Korea during his meeting earlier this month with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is according to a senior White House official who wasn't authorized to publicly discuss the sensitive talks and did speak to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. Yesterday, President Trump said the U.S. and North Korea are negotiating for their release. Shirley Smith, Washington.
A United Nations security team came under small arms fire and an explosive was detonated Tuesday as they tried to carry out a reconnaissance mission to a Syrian town awaiting a visit from chemical weapons inspectors. Doug Bernard has the details.
The head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said a large crowd gathered at Site 1, and the UN Department of Safety and Security advised that the reconnaissance team should withdraw. He added that at Site 2, the team came under small arms fire and an explosive was detonated. A UN source told VOA none of the UN security team members were injured during the incidents. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
A longtime deputy of Raul Castro has become Cuba's first president outside the Castro family in nearly 60 years. First Vice President Miguel Díaz-Canel was named the only candidate for the president on Wednesday as part of a two-day process that finished on Thursday with a vote by members of the National Assembly. This is VOA News. U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood said the United States is hopeful of reaching an agreement with Britain, France, and Germany to address U.S. concerns about the Iran nuclear deal.
We and some of our European friends are trying to work on a supplemental agreement. I think you all are aware of this, to try to deal with some of the major concerns we have about the JCPOA. And those discussions are ongoing. They're intense. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
He said the United States had concerns about a failure to address Iran's ballistic missile program, 10-year sunset clauses for limits on Iran's nuclear programs, and Iran's general behavior in the Middle East. Puerto Rico's power company said Thursday it had restored electricity to more than 80% of customers affected by an island-wide blackout that was caused by an excavator hitting a transmission line. But tens of thousands of families still remain without normal service 7 months after Hurricanes Maria and Irma. Officials said that power had been restored to more than 1.1 million of its clients following Wednesday's blackout, and that they expected to restore power to the remaining 326,000 customers by noon. The outage marked the first time Puerto Rico was hit by an island-wide blackout since Hurricane Maria struck on September 20th and wiped out as much as 75% of the power distribution lines. The blackout snarled traffic, forced businesses and schools to close, and sparked long lines at gas stations. The European Union said it could impose further sanctions on Venezuela if it believes democracy is being undermined after its president called for elections next month that the main opposition said it will boycott. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini said in a statement that she regretted the way that the authorities under President Nicolas Maduro had called the May 20th presidential and legislative elections without consensus on the conditions for a credible and inconclusive electoral process. Federal transportation authorities are expressing concern after Tuesday's destructive engine failure on a Southwest Airlines jet. Mike Gracia has more.
The FAA says in the next 2 weeks it will issue a directive requiring inspections of certain CFM56-7B engines. Initial findings from investigators show Tuesday's emergency was caused by a fan blade that snapped off. I'm Mike Gracia.
Nepal's government on Thursday honored two climbers who were the first to scale Mount Everest without supplementary oxygen 40 years ago. Minister for Tourism Rabindra Adhikara praised the climbers at a ceremony in Kathmandu. Italian Reinhold Messner and Australian Peter Habeler reached the summit without the use of supplementary oxygen, while others on their team used bottled oxygen. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London.